Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain Comments for today, Tuesday, April 25th. And then there's this morning, overnight EBOT prices were July corn down a quarter cent at 607 and a quarter, July wheat up a penny at 658, and July beans down 5.5 cents, 1430 and a half. We did not see any export sales here this morning. We didn't see any cancellations. So I think today could be a little bit of a turnaround Tuesday out here. We did see some rains this morning in very southwest Kansas, but, you know, a tenth of an inch to 2/10. We're supposed to get better rains on Friday, but these longer-term forecasts just haven't panned out too much. The UN has sent a letter to President Putin of Russia with an outline on how to move forward with a grain agreement. The UN also sent a letter to Ukraine and Turkey to see if they can reopen financing. You know, I don't know that any of these things are going to happen now. While it's in Putin's best interest to keep the agreement going, if he pulls out of the agreement, it's going to put some pressure. And I would think that wheat, corn would rally. Fertilizer is going to be short around the world. And I think that could only be bullish if that happens out here. The plantings yesterday, we had spring wheat 5% planted versus 12 on average. Corn 14% planted versus 11 on average. Soybeans 9% planted versus 4 on average. The corn and beans strong numbers. The wheat took a 1 percentage point drop in the good to excellent category. Now only 26% good to excellent. With Kansas coming in at poor to very poor at 62%. I really have doubts in how much this rain will help the wheat in southwest Kansas. Overall, you know, the charts certainly have taken a bad tone out here. We haven't seen some of these prices since July of 2021. So, you know, I think things are getting too cheap out here. There's no what-ifs put into this market at all. And I think we've got a legitimate chance of rallying these grains. But I still maintain that old crop is very tight. Yesterday, the day before, we lost some ground on old crop to new crop. But, you know, you look at May beans, they've been generally pretty strong out here. And I think that's going to continue. Once the maize go off the board in another, you know, month or whatever, you know, I think it just passes on to July. And it passes on to August, and I think the tightness is actually going to show its head at some point out here. So at any rate, we'll see where we go, but we've got crude oil down 75 cents, silver's down 27 cents, the dollar's up 28, not that these have been good indicators the last couple of days out here, but I do think we'll see a little bit of a turnaround Tuesday here today. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.